Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Give you an opportunity here to state your position on this. The event was organized by Athens Clark County Commissioner Mariah Parker, a march, I believe she called it a march for a world without cops. And a lot that was said about police officers through the course of the evening. Your stance on her stance regarding law enforcement in Athens and elsewhere.
One of the things that you find at these mass gatherings, Tim, and it's true at every demonstration I've attended for 30 years, is that there's something of a Whitman sampler. You know, you have people with a lot of different variations on a theme. I certainly don't agree with every statement that was said. I don't agree with the notion of a world without cops any more than I'd agree with the notion of a world without the EPA, because there are always going to be incidents that need a response. But I think what people are coalescing around is their anger and their frustration and their sadness at the death of Mr. Floyd in the wake of so many comparable deaths. And I think that's what united everybody yesterday. And again, you heard a variety of comments. I was called to speak, and I did that. And you had 2,000 people who, throughout the organized gathering, were peacefully protesting. They were peaceful, they were forceful, they were focused, and they were angry, and they were righteous, as well anybody should be, observing what we've observed over the last week.
Where do things stand this morning? As you and I were swapping notes last evening, I swapped some notes with the sheriff as well, and he'll be on with us later this morning. Things seemed to be pretty good for most of the evening. It was people were dispersing after what had been a peaceful, largely peaceful demonstration. When did things begin to go sideways? Where do things stand now?
Well, I'll let law enforcement officers speak to some of the tactical considerations. But what we have seen in Minneapolis and Nashville and our neighbor Atlanta is that there are some fringe elements that have used the decent, forceful, peaceful protest, excuse me, as something of a Trojan horse to step in on the scene. And we are not going to let anybody damage Athens. We've got over 3,000 residents and many hundreds of businesses upon which people base their livelihoods downtown, and we're not going to let the damage that we've seen in some of those other places ensue here. So, as I understand it, there was some small contingent of those after a 9 p.m. curfew who were given over 2 hours to disperse, did not do that, and then were dispersed by state authorities with the assistance of local authorities.
Let me interject here. What led to the decision to impose the curfew?
We had direct observation of some of these outside individuals, including armed persons, and wanted them not to get a foothold in downtown. Mayor. And so the decision was made to go ahead and cordon off downtown, not allow new entry, give everybody a reasonable amount of time to disperse so as we didn't see damage and destruction.
All right, Mayor Kelly Gertz with us. Let's go there then. Damage, to the extent that there is any, what might it be? And were there, to your knowledge, any injuries?
I think aside from some modest graffiti, I don't think anybody was able to effectuate the kind of damage that Atlanta is seeing and Nashville, St. Paul, and other places. Which I'm glad about. We again rely on the livelihood of our central business district, and that being many people's homes, we don't need to see any of that wanton destruction. We need to continue to see organized, and we need to continue to see work to make an ever better system, but we don't need to see windows broken, we don't need to see fires lit, and we certainly don't need to see shots fired.
And again, were there any injuries that you might be aware of?
I'm going to get a full report later this morning. I'm not aware of any at this moment.
The figure that we have regarding arrest was somewhere in the neighborhood of a half dozen. Does that square with what you might have by way of information?
I heard very late last night that it was somewhere between 8 and 12.
Okay. Mayor Kelly Gertz with us, Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, another couple of minutes here. In terms of today, in terms of tonight, is there any cause for concern, any reason to think we may be in for more of this, as other cities have seen repeat episodes?
I don't have any belief that that's the case. I think we probably will continue to see much more of that focused work that we discussed in the days and the weeks and the months ahead. But I don't have any cause for concern for life or health of Athens.
Well, speaking of health, and Mayor Kelly Gertz, obviously this coming as Athens begins to, like the rest of the state, reopen and hopefully begin the recovery from the economic hardships caused by the coronavirus pandemic. As we sit here this morning, some parks that are going to be allowed to reopen, Athens bars and nightclubs can, I don't know how many will, but can reopen beginning this evening. In terms of reopening those parks and those public facilities, what can you tell us this morning?
Sure. So, we, just a couple of weeks ago, opened up some passive spaces, and now we're opening up some safely distanced, able active spaces like tennis courts and pickleball courts. You know, obviously you're not right up upon one another when you're playing those sports. And we want people to be able to safely recreate, and safe has got to be the key word that we look to really all year long. So we've been working with the business community, with public health, with our institutional partners, to make sure that we've got common messaging. And so you can see that messaging roll out over the next couple of weeks so that there is both a common understanding of those things that have to be true in every environment, and then there is some sector-specific guidance as provided by the state, the CDC, and others.
I can't help but wonder here, Mayor Kelly Gertz, and we'll wrap it up with this one. The ability for you folks to juggle more than one ball at a time. I mean, you're dealing obviously with the two-tiered level coronavirus pandemic, the health issue itself, and the economic hardship that's been caused by the response. You're dealing with that one, and suddenly this rolls in, this protest business that turns the way it did last night, got a little sideways late night last night. I don't know. You tell me, as you wonder about what's coming next. That's one of those things you can't know, but you obviously have to prepare for.
Well, Tim, I think like we always do, Athens is going to draw together and take care of one another and make sure that we grow ever better. And that's true in times of normal challenge, and that's true right now in times of extreme challenge. And I think we're going to face that challenge nobly.
And finally, last question here. You mentioned elsewhere your affiliation with Minneapolis specifically. You grew up there, at least part of your younger life spent there. What are your thoughts about that city this morning?
I had a chance to have conversations, certainly well ahead of this, with the last couple of mayors of Minneapolis. I know them to be good and focused people who care a lot about the same things that I do. And I'm thinking of them, and I'm thinking of all the residents of that area, including my aunts and uncles and cousins right now. And I want them to safely resume their lives. It appears that neighbors in Minneapolis are really drawing together in kind of mutual aid. So I'm excited.
Mayor Kelly Gertz.
To be able to heal.
Up late night last night and up early this morning to be with us. We appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward. Stay safe.
Thank you, Tim.
Athens Mayor.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.